Sorry, I couldn't be here last week, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，很抱歉，我上周不能在这里。
You know, we went out. Julia and I went out to California for a retreat in the mountains.
Julia姊妹和我们到加州一个山上，没有一个退休会。
Don't believe everything you hear about California being nice weather.
你们不要相信加州的天气很好。
You know, they're having floods. We had rain the whole time. Very cold.
他们那边,
and I came down with a cold as a result. So.
他们那边天气很冷，一直在下雨，他们有洪水，我回来就感冒了。
But I'm sure even though we didn't have the meeting, you were studying Hebrews faithfully.
但是虽然我们没有在聚会，我相信你在仔细地读研读希伯来书。
And I warned you 2 weeks ago that we would try to learn a song this week.
两周以前我就警告大家，今天我们要一同来学习一首诗歌。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know, I try to teach the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道我想要教导圣经。
But when I do it in other places, like in Manhattan,
当我在曼哈顿这样的时候,
because the people aren't as smart as you are.
因为那边的弟兄姊妹没有像你们这么聪明。
So I try to write a little song, a simple song, so that they can remember some of the important facts.
所以我想写一首简单的诗歌，他们可以记得住里面这些。 特别的重要的事实。
And as a matter of fact, tonight as we study the Better Covenant,
今天当我们学习更美之约的时候,
now there are 7 commandments of the Better Covenant.
在关于更美之约里面有七个命令。
But our young people in Manhattan never knew that.
我们在曼哈顿的年轻人都不知道这些。
So we learned the song.
所以我们学习了这首诗歌。
And we sang it again and again and again.
我们就一遍又一遍地唱。
And now they know the 7 laws of the Better Covenant.
他们现在就知道关于更美之约的七条。Now
I don't know if this is going to work here.
我不知道今天在我们当中会不会行得通。Now
I will try to sing the song one time despite a cold.
虽然我感冒了，但是要试着唱这首诗歌唱一遍。And
then I want for those of you who are brave,
然后要邀请那些勇敢的,
to try to sing with me in English.
然后跟我一起用英文来唱。And
then I'm going to have our sister Marcia come up here.
然后我们请玛莎姊妹到前面来,
who has learned this song in Chinese.
然后她会了用怎么样中文来唱。
And you guys can try to sing it in Chinese.
然后大家可以试着跟她用中文来唱。Now
it's not like a hymn tune, it's more like a chorus.
这个很像我们大本诗歌一样, 不像那个诗歌本一样。
I must take away the shadow to give to you the sun. Take the temporal provisions that give the eternal one. I am making all things new as the old departs from view, and a better covenant's working in you. That will you flip mine for me? Thank you. These are the 7. I will put my word in the mind. I will write the Lord in your heart. I will be your only God forevermore. And you will be my people. I'll be known by great and small, showing mercy in your failings. I'll remember your sins no more. All right, now, those who think you can handle it in English, try to sing it with me.
Right?
I must take away the shadow to give you the sun. Take the temporal provisions to give the eternal one. I am making all things new as the old departs from view, and a better covenant's working in you. I will put my word in your mind. I will write the Lord in your heart. I will be your only God forevermore. And you will be my people. I'll be known by great and small, showing mercy in your failings. I'll remember your sins no more. Let's try it one more time in English, and then we'll have the better version in Chinese.
然后我们再唱一遍英文，然后我们再用中文。
I must take away the shadow to give you the sun. Take the temporal provisions to give the eternal one. I am making all things new, as the old departs from view, and a better covenant's working in you. I will put my word in your mind, I will write the Lord in your heart, I will be your only God forevermore. And you will be my people, I'll be known by great and small, showing mercy in your feelings. I'll remember your sins no more.
That's the English version. It's not as good as the Chinese version.
这个英文版本好像不如中文的版本好。
So Marcia, come on up here, and also with Isaac, the two of you will sing this. It'll be beautiful. I know it'll be beautiful.
他说玛莎姊妹会唱。
这首歌的中文版本跟英文的曲调有一点点不太一样，但是呢，会让大家好唱一点。
So the melody in Chinese is a little bit not the same as the English, but everybody can sing together with the English.
All right, good. So go ahead, do it.
我必住，我必住进那虚影，带给你阳光，除去暂时的供应，给你永恒唯一。我真将全部变心，成就消失无踪，有个更美好的月为你启动。
What do you think, huh? Very good. Yeah.
The second part, I can sing it too.
Yeah, we'll do the second part. But now I want you to try it. Those of you who sing in Chinese, let's go. Help Marcia out here.
From the start of the second part.
No, this part right here. Okay. From the beginning, here we go.
我必住进那虚影，带给你阳光，除去暂时的供应，给你永恒唯一。我真将全部变心，成就消失无踪，有个更美好的约为你启动。
Okay, next part. Isaac, turn it over there. No. Okay, here we go.
又将我话语注你思想，我将祝福与你心，我是你唯一的救主，直到永远。你将会是我的子民，大小都要认识我。当你失败同意你的你不再纪念你的罪。
Praise God. All right, look, let's try it in English and in Chinese. Okay.
再试一次中文英文一起唱。
It's a little out of Marcia's range, as you can tell. She's squawking at the top. But I have a cold, so I'm squawking too. All right, here we go. I must take away the shadow.Give to you the song. Take the temporal provision to give the eternal one. I am taking all things new, as the old departs from you, and a better covenant's working in you. I will put my words in your mind. I will write the Lord in your heart.I will be your only God forevermore. You will be my people, I'll be known by great and small, showing mercy in your family. I'll remember your sins no more. Amen. Thank you. 谢谢。Yeah. Huh?All right. Well, after that great singing, we probably should pray.
大家唱了这么好的诗歌，我们要祷告一下了。
Our Father, we thank you so much. We can sing songs about Jesus.
父啊，我们感谢你，我们可以唱关于基督的诗歌。
He is our great high priest.
他是我们的大祭司。
One day in the kingdom, we'll be worshiping as a priest right next to him.
有一天在国度里，我们要作为祭司，在他身旁一同来敬拜。
And all the house of God will be full of glory.
所有神的神的民，神的殿要充满了荣耀。
So we thank you as we gather tonight.
所以主，我们感谢你，我们今晚聚集在一起。
We gather to this one, the great high priest, our Lord Jesus.
我们聚集在我们的主耶稣基督我们的大祭司这里。
Do write the words of the word of God in our hearts.
主啊，请你把神的话写在我们心里。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告，奉靠耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen. Now, as you can see from the, we're doing Hebrews chapter 8 tonight.
我们今天晚上来一起来读希伯来书第八章。
Is that okay there? That's good there. All right, good. And it opens up as our brother already preached tonight.
像我们弟兄刚才已经分享了的。
The main point.
讲到它是特别的重点。
This is the center of this letter.
这是这本书的中心。
We have such a great high priest.
我们有一位何等的大祭司。
Now this writer has wanted us all this time to look at Jesus, our great high priest.
作者这些时间一直都要让我们来看我们的大祭司。
But he is in heaven.
但是他在天上。
And so in order to see him and understand he's alive today, we must have some heavenly vision.
为了今天看见他在天上是活着的，我们需要有属天的视，属天的看见。
So we read verses 1 and 2.
说我们来开始读第一节、第二节。
Now the main point of what has been said is this. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched, not man.
第八章第一节，我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司。已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边，在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事。这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
Now, if you remember from the end of chapter 4 through chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, all of it has been concentrating on Jesus, our great high priest.
大家如果记得，从第四章末了到第五章、第六章、第七章，都在强调耶稣是我们的大祭司。
And he tried to show that he's a priest above every priest.
他想要让我们看见他是超过所有其他祭司的祭司
，because he's a living priest，
因为他是活的祭司
，an eternal priest，
他是永远的祭司
，a perfect priest，
他是完全的祭司
，a heavenly priest，
他是属天的祭司
，a holy priest，
圣洁的祭司
，and better than any other priest that ever has been，
与地超过地上已经所有的任何的祭司
，he is of the order of Melchizedek，
他是按照麦基洗德的等次的
，completely different than anyone else，
他与其他所有的祭司都不一样
，and for the Jewish Christian。
对犹太的基督徒来讲
，This is the only priest you need.
这是他你们所唯一需要的祭司。
And for Gentile Christians,
对外邦人来讲
，This is the only priest you need.
这也是你唯一需要的一个祭司。
Now we notice under B that the writer has been setting aside the temporary things and shadows of Judaism to make room for Christ to fill all in all.
然后大家看见在第二点这里写到，作者逐渐将犹太教里面那些暂时的事物放在一边，然后让有更多的空间可以让基督自己来充满。
And so he's shown how Christ is better than angels, better than Moses, better than the priesthood, better than the old covenant, better than the earthly tabernacle, better than the animal blood sacrifices.
他让我们看到耶稣比天使、比摩西、比祭司的制度、旧约，还有地上的帐幕、祭牲流血。是超越这一切的。
Now, when we see and look at verse 2,
然后在我们看第二节的时候
we see why it's important to have a vision and knowledge of heaven.
我们看到第二节，我们就知道为什么我们有属天的角度是何等的重要。
Because he does not claim that Jesus is a minister in the tabernacle on earth, but rather the tabernacle, the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched in heaven.
他这里讲到耶稣不是在地上的这个帐幕里来服事。而在天上真的帐幕里面，然后神所知的那里来服事。
When did the Lord pitch that tent?
主是什么时候知的这个帐幕呢
？From eternity.
是从永远。
That is the true tabernacle in heaven.
那是天上的真帐幕。
Long before Moses ever received the pattern of the tabernacle on Mount Sinai, this tabernacle in heaven already existed.
就在比摩西在天上接受帐幕的样式更早以前，神就在天上已经支好了一个真帐幕。
And so, in the main point, he shows that Jesus' priesthood is not earthly.
这里的重点，他讲了祭司的职分不是地上的。
We read in verses 3 and 4.
我们再读第三四节。
For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, so it's necessary that the high priest also have something to offer. Now, if he, Jesus, were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are those who offer the gifts according to the law.
凡大祭司都是为献礼物和祭物设立的，所以这位大祭司也必须有所献的。他若在地上，必不得为祭司，因为已经有照律法献礼物的祭司。
So here he is making a distinction between Jesus' ministry in the tabernacle in heaven and the Jews down here on earth.
作者再一次把耶稣在天上的祭司的职任和在地上这些立位的职任做一个对比。
The high priest under B offers gifts and sacrifices.
地上的祭司是为了献礼物然后献祭。
And this is for those sins that are committed here on earth.
是为了我们在地上所犯的罪。
And we see under C,
我们看第三点,
on earth, Jesus could not be a priest because the law apportions this to the Levites only.
在地上, 耶稣不能成为祭司, 因为律法已经把这个职事分给了立位支派。
But the Levites serve in a tabernacle which is a shadow of the heavenly antitype.
但是立位在会幕帐幕里服侍, 那些只是天上真正帐幕的影儿。
So we read verse 5.
我们再读第五节。
Who serve a copy and a shadow of heavenly things. Just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle, see that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
第八章第五节，他们供奉的事本是天上事的形状和影像，正如摩西将要造会幕的时候，帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Now we don't know how much these Jewish Christians had ever thought about this before.
我们不知道这些犹太的基督徒他在以前有没有思想过这个。
But when Moses received on the mount the pattern of the tabernacle,
当摩西在山上接受了帐幕的样式的时候
，it was an earthly shadow or pattern based on the true tabernacle in heaven.
是在地上的影儿，是根据在天上真正的会幕。
And he was warned 7 times to make it just like the pattern you saw.
他被警告了七次，说你要建造这个，就要现在看到的影儿那样来建造。
Could you imagine Moses seeing one day this tent with an altar in the front and the laver and all of the parts of this tent? He saw it as a vision.
你可以想到有一天摩西看到了那个会幕，然后旁边有祭坛，有洗濯盆，然后这些还有这些所有的一切，他都在异象当中有一天他看到了。
And even though the Jews say that Moses, among other things, was a great engineer, a builder of things,
就是犹太人他们也就说，摩西除了他其他所做的，他也是很好的一个工程师、建筑师。
But Jehovah said, "Don't build according to your idea or the Egyptian plans." Build it exactly according to that pattern.
但是神说，告诉摩西，你不要按照你自己的想法或者埃及的样式，你要按照给你指示的样式来建造。
Now, why did he warn him 7 times?
为什么他警戒他七次？
He was because every part of the tabernacle is a picture of something about Jesus.
因为会幕的每一个部分都是关于耶稣的一些事情的样式预表。
And so even though it's just a type.It needed to picture Jesus accurately.
虽然只是一个月表，他要把耶稣基督仔细的、准确的表明出来。
So the Levitical priests ministered in a tabernacle that was a shadow of that which was above.
利未的祭司在帐幕里来服侍，这帐幕是属天会幕的影儿。
Now here we have a picture.
这里我们有一个图片。
It's impossible to picture.
这很难想象的一个图片。
Can anybody read Revelation chapter 4 and then draw a picture of it?
大家哪个人可以读启示录第四章，然后画一个这样的图画
？First of all, it's three dimensional.
首先这是三维立体的。
And it describes the throne as an emerald shining.
然后它描述那个宝座好像是绿宝石那样在那里发光。
But indeed, John saw in Revelation the heavenly tabernacle.
的确，约翰在启示录里看见了天上的那个会幕。
And at various times we see people coming out from the altar of incense.
然后我们看见人从那个香坛出来，然后。
Where are the martyrs?
那些为主舍命的在哪里
？In the heavenly tabernacle, where are the martyrs?
那些殉道的在哪里
？They're under the altar.
他们在祭坛下面。
So there is an actual temple.
那块的确有一个天上的会幕。
There is an actual altar.
在那里有一个祭坛。
There is an actual holy of holies.
那里有至圣所。
And every once in a while, those angels come out with fire out of the holy place.
然后过一段，那些天使就从上面下来，带着火焰进到圣所里。
Now our brother Kenneth Larkin drew this picture here.
有一个弟兄叫 Kenneth Larkin， 他画了一个这个图片。
He lived more than 100 years ago.
他是在一百年前的一位弟兄。
He drew pictures of everything. He was very brave.
他是很勇敢的，他这什么东西都画一个图画。
But there you can just see a little bit. There's a throne, and there's the sea, and there's the angels surrounding, and there's the outer court, and it's everything.
大家可以看到这里好像有一个宝座，然后那里有圣所，然后有外院，好像每一件事情他都画了。
But now the writer did not go into this vastness of the temple.
但是作者他没有进到这个大的圣所里面。
And you'll notice, even though the Jews did have a temple in those days,
大家记得，虽然犹太人在那时候他们有一个圣殿。
When he goes back to describe Jesus' ministry, he uses the tabernacle as his reference.
但是当他描述耶稣的服事的时候，他用旧约的会幕，然后做他的对照参照。
So as the great high priest, now there's only two things more to do, and then he's through with his doctrinal teaching.
作为一个大祭司，他只有两件事情他需要做，然后他就结束了他这种教训的教导。
Now Jesus is a priest.
耶稣是一个祭司
，but he's got no job.
但是他好像没有工作
，unless，
除非
he is under a covenant，
除非他在一个约下面
，and he is under a covenant，
他的确在一个约下面
，that's what we sang about，
那就是我刚才所唱的这首诗歌
，that's what we'll study tonight，
就是今天晚上我们所要学的
，that's chapter 8，
就是第八章
，and then chapter 9，
第九章
goes back to describe Jesus compared to the tabernacle，
回去再比较说耶稣。跟会幕来比较
，because if you're
圣殿来比较
，if you're a priest, you have to have somewhere to minister.
如果你要是一个祭司的话，你要有个地方在那里来服事。
And so he will compare the earthly tabernacle with what Jesus is doing in the heavenly tabernacle.
所以他就用地上的会幕和天上的会幕来比较。
All right, now we come to this matter of the better covenant.
现在我们就到了关于讲的这个更美之约。
Jesus is not only the best priest because of who he is.
耶稣不单因为他所是的，他是最好的祭司
，but because he is also part of a better covenant.
而且同时也是因为他是一个更好约的、更美之约的宗教。
It's the best covenant.
这是最好的约。
And Jesus functions and ministers according to that better covenant.
耶稣就按着这样的最好的约来工作。
We notice under A.
我们在这第一点
，There's a little bit of unfinished business.
这里好像没讲完的事情。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 12，
希伯来书七章十二节
says, "For when the priesthood is changed, of necessity there takes place a change of law also."
那里讲到祭司的职任既更改，律法也必须因需要而更改。
So the Levite priesthood was under the law of Sinai.
那立位祭司他们是在西乃山的律法之下。
But now there's been a change of priesthood to Jesus.
现在祭司职任变到耶稣身上。
But there must also be a change of law.
那同时也应该有一个律法的改变。
For him to function faithfully.
让他可以忠心的来服事。
And now he begins to describe this better covenant.
然后他在这里来讲这个更美之约。
We read verses 6 and 7.
我们读第六节和第七节。
But now,He has obtained a more excellent ministry by as much as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which has been enacted on better promises.
如今耶稣所的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的宗保，这约原是凭着更美的应许立的。
He is the mediator now of a better covenant.
他是现在一个更美之约的宗保。
Remember, priest in the Old Testament means mediator.
大家记得，祭司在旧约的里面的意思就是中保的意思。
So now he is going to mediate this new better covenant.
然后现在主耶稣就在这更美之约的中间做这个中保。
It's based on better promises.
是根据更美好的应许。
Then he says in verse 7,
第七节,
For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion sought for a second covenant.
那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。
So we see under B,
我们在第二点看到,
fault was found in the old covenant because it could not perfect sons.
在旧约里面有找到了他的缺点，因为他不能让儿子们得完全。
The law came from God.
约是从神那里来的。
The law reveals the holiness of God.
律法是从神那里来显示神的圣洁。
The law reveals his righteousness.
律法来显示他的公义。
And his love.
他的爱。
He says, you will be my people.
他说你要成为我的子民。
But then he says, do not covet.
他说不要贪心。
Do not commit adultery.
不要犯淫乱。
Do not worship other gods.
不要拜偶像。
And even though the law speaks this voice of God,
虽然这律法讲神的声音,
just hearing this voice from the outside,
但是只是在外面听见这个声音,
can never perfect a sinner.
不能够让一个罪人得以完全。
Because something's wrong in the sinner's soul.
因为有些东西在罪人的魂里面就错了。
And for those Jews that really love God,
对于那些真正爱神的犹太人,
they tried outwardly to obey every command.
他们想要在外面努力去顺服每一件律法。
But as Paul said, it is impossible.
但保罗说是不可能的。
Because we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为我们都犯罪亏欠了神的荣耀。
And even if outwardly we seem to be keeping the law,
虽然好像外表我们在遵行律法
，yet inwardly our heart is full of sin.
但是在里面，我们的心是充满了罪。
So Jesus, you remember, he came to all of those people in Jerusalem.
大家记得耶稣到耶路撒冷那些的人
，and they thought they were very righteous.
他们觉得他们很公义
，and he just stripped their righteousness and exposed their sin.
然后他好像就把他们的那个外表的公义解开，然后让他看到里面的罪。
You remember how he takes the laws.
大家记得他如何把律法。
The scriptures say, love your neighbor as yourself.
圣经讲说你要爱邻舍如同爱自己。
But I say, love your enemy.
但我告诉你们，你们要爱你的仇敌。
The scriptures say, thou shalt not commit adultery.
圣经说你们不要犯淫乱。
But I say, if you lust after someone in your heart, you've already committed adultery.
但我说你要在心里别跟人犯淫乱，你就已经犯了淫乱。
And as Jesus said, but I say unto you, he showed them their sin.
当耶稣说我告诉你的时候，他就让他们看见他们的罪。
And the first covenant could not perfect sons and remove their sin.
但旧约律法不能够让儿子得无罪得以完全。
Under D, we see that now Jesus the priest has a more excellent ministry because it is based on a better covenant.
第四点，我们看到耶稣为祭司是有更美的职事，因为是接于一个更美的约。
Levitical priests mediated the former covenant through animal blood to cover sins.
立位祭司是前约的宗保，他们是用动物的血来遮盖罪。
But there was a problem with the covenant.
但是这个约有一个问题。
What's the problem?
问题在哪里呢？
A covenant is mediated by the priest.
这个约是靠着祭司来做宗保。
But both parties of the covenant.Must keep the covenant.
但是这个约的两边的人都需要来遵守这个约。
God says, you will be my people.
神说你要成为我的子民。
I will bless you and keep you.
我要祝福你，保守你。
But you must listen to my commandment.
但是你必须听我的诫命。
You must follow them.
你必须跟随他。
But we find even there at Mount Sinai.
但我们看见他在西乃山的时候。
The children of Israel could not keep their end of the covenant.
以色列民就不能够守他们那边的约。
You know, covenant is a deal between two people.
那个约就是两个人好像在那里立的契约。
And they seal the deal with blood.
然后他把这个约封好，就用血。
That means if you break the covenant, your life goes.
他就是说，如果你要是违反这个约，你的生命就知道这个。
Now, did God ever fail on His part of the covenant?
神有没有失败了在他的约的那边呢？
No, He was faithful.
没有，他是忠心的。
So long suffering，
他是信实的，长久忍耐。
So merciful，
他是蛮有恩典的。
Kept taking them back，
他一直要把他们带回。
They said, "Now we will do your commandments."
他们说，我们现在要遵守你的约。
But then they would break them.
然后他们又再一次违约。
So this was the covenant that the Jews were under.
这个就是犹太人他们所在的约之下。
And so at least every day, every year on the Day of Atonement,
每一年在赎罪日，
all of those sins that have accumulated during the year can be gotten rid of by the precious blood of the Lamb.
每一年，他们一年积累的罪都又被那个献祭的羔羊的血得以洁净。
But they would soon break the commandments again.
但是他们很快又会再违约。
So it says in verse 8.
所以在第八节这里讲到
，For finding fault with them, he says, "Behold, days are coming," says the Lord, "when I will effect a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah."
第八节，所以主指责他的百姓说：“日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹太家另立新约。”
Now it would be different if it was New Testament that said Jesus has given us a new covenant.
如果在新约的话，如果耶稣说他给我们一个新的约的话，是跟这里讲不一样的。
You remember Jesus held up the cup and said, "This is the new covenant of my blood."
耶稣举起杯来说：“这是我立约的，立新约的杯。”
And even if we had New Testament scriptures,
虽然我们有新约的圣经，
now the Jewish Christians would not receive that.
这些犹太人的基督徒他们不会接受这一个。
But what the writer says was, in Jeremiah, in the prophets, it predicted this better covenant.
但是作者在这里解了，说在耶利米书曾经预言了这一个更美的约。
The Jews said, "Oh, you mean this new covenant was promised back in the Old Testament?"
这犹太人就讲了，哦，说原来你说这个新约原来在旧约当中就已经应许了。
Even though the Old Testament was the Old Covenant,
虽然旧约圣经是在旧约之下。
Even in the Old Covenant,
虽然是旧约。
The prophets,
先知在那里。
They knew that the Jews could not keep it.
他们知道犹太人不能守这个约。
And one day Jeremiah and a vision from God.
所以有一天，耶利米从神那里有个异象。
He says, "Behold, days are coming," says the Lord.
他说：“看哪，日子将到。
When I will effect a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah."
我要与以色列家和犹太家另立新约。
Jeremiah was speaking at a time when the Jews were going into Babylonian captivity.
耶利米讲这个预言的时候，是犹太人在巴比伦被掳的时候。
He says, "When you come back." God is going to bring a new covenant to us.
但他说，当你们回来的时候，神要带你们一个新约。
Now you notice it's to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah.
这里讲到是以色列家与犹太家。
So that's Israel, the northern tribes; Judah, the southern tribes.
他就讲到说，以色列是北部支派，犹太家在南部。
Now what tribe are you in?
你是哪一个支派的呢？
Is the new covenant for us?
新约是为我们预备的吗？
Well, what tribe are you in?
你是哪一个支派的呢？
Now my name is Dana, so I know I'm in the tribe of Dan.
我的名字叫康登弟兄，他是在但支派的。
No,
不是开玩笑。
I'm also Gentile.
我也是外邦人。
But are we included?
我们是不是也包括在里面呢？
Yes.
是不是？是的。
Because we're in the tribe of Judah.
因为我们是在犹大支派的。
Now how do you know that?
你怎么知道呢？
Because you're in Christ.
因为你在基督里。
And Jesus Christ is of the tribe of Judah.
因为基督是从犹大支派出来的。
So you're in this.
所以你也在这里面。
Now you're happy, huh?
现在你高兴了。
Because you're included.
因为你也被包括在里面了。
All right. Now he describes a little bit more. This is Jeremiah still speaking.
然后耶利米在这里更多的解释。
As you can see from the little box there, this is in Jeremiah chapter 31.Verses 31 through 34.
大家看到旁边那个图画里是讲耶利米书31章31到34节。
Now he contrasts it.
我们可以在这里了，好像
verse 9.
相信比较。
Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, for they did not continue in my covenant, and I did not care for them, says the Lord.
第九节，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及的时候与他们所立的约，因为他们不恒心守我的约，我也不理他们，这是主说的。
So first, God saved the people from Egypt by bringing them through the Red Sea.
首先神从埃及拯救他的百姓，带他们经历红海。
Then he brought them to Mount Sinai.
然后把他们带到西乃山。
He gave them a covenant.
给他们一个约
leading them by the hand out of Egypt.
是拉着手带他们出埃及。
Isn't he a wonderful God?
是不是很美好的神？
So loving to these people.
对他们充满了爱。
But they did not continue in my covenant.
但他们不恒心守我的约。
There's so much to say here.
在这里有很多的话讲。
I have shown the scripture from Exodus 24.
我在这里列了出埃及记二十四章。
This was the moment when the covenant was given.
这就是在给他们立约的时候。
Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient."
二十四章第七节，又将约书念给百姓听。他们说，耶和华所吩咐的。我们必都遵行。
Now this happens a lot of times with Christians too.
这个也发生很多时候在基督徒身上。
Oh, now I'm saved, Lord. I'll be yours completely.
主啊，现在我被你救了，我永远属于你。
I'll never make any more mistakes.
我不会再犯错了。
I'll never yell at my husband.
我再不会再对我先生发大吼了。
We like to make these kinds of statements.
我们常常就是有这样的讲述。
We make all kinds of vows.
我们就这样好像许愿一样。
Guarantee, if you make vow, you break the vow.
我保证你主要是这样许愿，你一定会不能够应许的。
So at 12 midnight on New Year's Eve, you should write 10 things out that you want to do.
在新年晚上12点，你写上十件事我要做的事情。
And then tear them all up and go to bed.
然后把他们都撕掉，然后去睡觉。
Because in your own life, you cannot fulfill these things.
因为在我们自己的生命当中，我们不能够实现这些应许。
Now when Jeremiah 31 is quoted.
在这里引用耶利米书三十一章。
You'll notice in your Chinese version or English version,
你看到在我们的中文版本或英文版本。
It actually says, in Jeremiah,
耶利米在这里是讲
，My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them.
这里说他们不恒心守我的约，我虽做他们的丈夫。
Now see how loving God was.
你看到神是多么的爱他们呢？
But the Septuagint, that's what that LXX is.
那七十士诗的译本。
What's the Septuagint?
七十士诗译本是怎么讲的吗？
It's the Greek version of the Old Testament.
是希腊旧约的希腊本。
And our writer is writing using the Greek version of the Old Testament.
我们写作作者是用希腊文的旧约圣经。
And it doesn't say, although I was a husband to them.
他没有讲说我虽做他们的丈夫。
It says, and I did not care for them, says the Lord.
这里讲说我也不理他们，这是主说的。
Now, you know, translation is a difficult thing.
你知道翻译是很不难的。
Sometimes we think it's very simple.
有的时候我们觉得很简单。
You take a word, you find out what it is, put it in.
你好像找到一个词，发现这个词翻译成什么就放在那里。
But then I hear a brother and sister, Chinese, speaking to each other.
然后我听见我们讲中文的弟兄姊妹在那里讲话。
And they come from two different provinces and they can't understand.
他们从不同的省份来，他们就都听不懂。
Yeah, translation is a difficult thing.
翻译是很难的。
But both of these translations give us the sense.
但是这两个翻译都给我们这样的感觉。
That God loved His children.
神爱他的子民。
But they did not remain obedient.
但是他们却没有忠心。
And so,
没有顺服。
This new covenant was drafted in a more intimate way.
所以这个新约被成立。用一个更亲密的关系。
Now here Jeremiah describes the new covenant.
耶利米在这里描述新约。
And the writer of Hebrews just copies it down word for word.
希伯来书作者就把这些预言就一个字一个字抄下来。
Now this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord.
主又说那些日子之后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。
I will put my laws into their minds.
我将我的律法放在他们里面。
I will write them on their hearts.
写在他们心上。
I will be their God.
我要做他们的神。
They shall be my people.
他们要做我的子民。
There's the first four commandments of the better covenant.
这是最美更美之约前面的四个这个约应许。
What does it say?
这里讲什么呢？
I will put my laws into their minds.
我要把律法放在他们的心里。
Now you know that a faithful Orthodox Jew,
你知道很忠心的就是正统的犹太人。
Have you ever seen them going down the road and they have a little box on their forehead?
你没有看见他们从路上走过，他们的头前面有一个小的盒子。
You ever seen it?
有没有看到
？They have a little box on their forehead.
他们在头上、额头上有个小盒子。
And it has a little scroll in it.
里面有一个小的卷书卷。
And this is how they try to put God's words in their mind.
这就是他们想怎么把神的话放在他们的心里。
Maybe it will soak in there, you know.
它有可能吸进去。
But anyway, it means I'm going to try to remember all the laws of God.
它就意味着是我要记得，试着记起来，记得神所有的律法。
But strangely, when we sin, we always forget the commandment.
但是很奇怪，当我们犯罪的时候，我们都忘了神的律法。
Our heart is very deceitful.
我们的心是很很狡诈。
Our heart goes right around the box, goes down in our heart. We do something.
我们的心好像就是从那个box 盒子旁边转过去了，就没有留下来。
Wait, the new covenant.
但是等
the law will not outside.
那个律法不会在外面带上。
It will abide in your mind.
它会住在你的心里。
It will be abide in your mind with light.
它会有带着光住在你的心里
，so you can understand it.
所以你可以明白。
You know many laws.
有很多的律法。
Even the Jews say, I don't understand.
就犹太人他们也讲，我不明白。
But God tells me to do them, so I do them.
神告诉我们做，我们就做。
So they don't mix the mother's milk with the baby duck. I forget what is that law. Don't boil the goose,
sheep.
Don't boil the kid.
Yeah.
In mother's milk.
不要用山羊羔的母亲山羊羔母的奶来煮山羊羔。
Now why is that?
为什么这样呢
？I don't know.
我不知道。
But they do it for thousands of years.
但是他们这样做已经一千年，千上千年了。
But now every true law from God will go right into your mind with understanding.
每一个神真实的律法都会进到你的心里，你有真实的理解。
You know, sometimes.
有的时候
，when you want to do something bad, suddenly. Because your backup, you know, hard drive. And up comes a verse.
然后好像有一个备份的硬盘在那里，突然告诉你一些经节。
And you know it's telling you, no, don't do that.
他就告诉你说不要这样做。
You see, now we have a hard drive.
你现在你知道你的大脑里有一个硬盘一样。
It's in there forever.
它就永远在那里。
Once you read, it gets inside.
你再读一次，它就永远在里面了。
Then the Holy Spirit is your teacher.
圣灵就是你的教师。
It's the data.
他说：“天哪
！”Turn to Romans 3:23.
翻到罗马书第三章二十三节。
You have sinned.
你犯了罪。
You've fallen short.
亏欠了神的荣耀。
啊，
就在那里突这样。
That this is a better covenant.
这是一个更美之约。
Right. Second thing is.
第二个
，I will write them on their hearts.
我把这个约写在他们心里。
Now, what's the difference between writing them on your mind, writing them on your heart?
在写在头脑当中和写在你的心里的区别在哪里呢
？You write them on your mind. You say, "Okay, I know what you want me to do. I just don't want to do it."
他写在你的头脑思想当中说，哦，我知道怎么样做，但是我不想这样做。
If you write them in your heart,
我把它写在你心里
，then you love to do His commandments.
然后你就会喜悦来做他的约。
How many times do you think David said in the Psalms, "I love Thy commandments, O Lord"?
你记得大卫在诗篇里有多少次说神呐、啊，我爱你的命令
？It's because God's commandments got into his heart.
因为神的律法进到他的心里。
And when it gets into our heart,
因为他到我们心里的时候
，What is our heart?
我们的心在什么
？When the Jew says it,
当犹太人讲的时候
，It means it's the center of your being.
就意味着你存在的核心。
That's where you love.
那就是你所爱的。
That's where you decide to serve God.
你在那里决定要服侍神。
So the Jew knows you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.
所以犹太人知道你要全心的爱你的神。
It means you're devoted to Him.
因为你来敬畏他，敬。
Now, if you just get
爱他
，if you just get the law in your mind,
如果你只有在头脑当中有律法，
that's one thing.
那是一件事。
It's important.
是很重要的。
You get the law in your heart.
但是你在你的心里面。
And by the grace of God, you can keep it.
靠着神的恩典，你可以遵行它。
Because when law meets heart, it meets grace.
因为当律法到你的心里面，它意味着恩典。
And the power of the Spirit dwells in our hearts by faith.
因为那个圣灵的能力借着我们的信心住在我们的心里面。
So when the Lord commands your heart,
当神来吩咐你的心的时候
，you're able to do.What he commands.
你就可以来做出来他所遵吩咐的。
That's law number two.
这是第二点。
Law number three.
第三点。应许。
I will be their God.
我要做他们的神。
Now what does that mean?
这意味着什么呢
？It means that God will be recognized by everyone as the only God of these people.
神就会被所有属他的人承认他是他们唯一的神。
I will be their God.
我是他们的神。
My Christian brothers and sisters, we have no other gods.
我们基督徒弟兄姊妹，我们没有别的神。
Any idol must be thrown down.
所有的偶像都要摔下。
I will be their only God.
我要成为他们唯一的神。
This is part of the new covenant commandment.
这是新约里面的一部分的命令。
And then a commandment number four.
然后第四个。
They shall be my people.
他们会是我的子民。
What does that mean?
意味着什么呢
？When other people look at Israel.
当其他人看以色列民的时候
，They will say God is their Lord.
他们会说神是他们的主。
God has saved them.
神已救了他们。
God has kept them.
神保守他们。
He is their God.
他是他们的神。
And they are His people.
他们是他的子民。
This is a better covenant.
这是一个更美之约。
Let's go on to verse 11.
我们再看一下第十一节。
We still have three more commandments.
我们还有三个约要讲，三个。
And they shall not teach everyone his fellow citizen and everyone his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all will know me, from the least to the greatest of them.
他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你们该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
Now, do you see how wonderful this new covenant is?
你看到这个新约是多么的美好了吗？
Everyone under the new covenant.
每一个在新约之下的人
will personally come to know God.
都会个人的来就认识神。
We won't have to go around and say, know God, you should know God.
我们不要走来走去告诉别人你要认识神，你要认识神。
Because everyone will know God.
因为每一个人都认识神。
From the least and the smallest.
从最小的
to the oldest.
到最年老的。
Because he begins a personal experience with you and I.
因为他会在你和我身上有一个非常个人让我们的经历。
He wants us to know more and more about him.
让我们更多更多的知道他。
And now he can accomplish this because of the better covenant.
他现在可以成就是因为这更美好的约可以成就这些。
And then he mentions two last things.
然后他再讲述最后两件事情。
For I will be merciful to their iniquities.
我要宽恕他们的不义。
And I will remember their sins no more.
不再纪念他们的罪愆。
Now, when we sin,
当我们犯罪的时候
，when we do something wrong,
当我们做错事的时候
，when there is iniquity,
在那里有罪愆的时候
，what is God's response?
神的反应是什么呢
？This is the law,
这是律法。
I will be merciful to their iniquities.
我要宽恕他们的不义。
When you sin, God is merciful.
当你犯罪的时候，神是怜悯的。
And even when he disciplines us, he disciplines us in mercy.
甚至当他管教我们的时候，他也在怜悯当中管教我们。
Because his intention is never to drive anybody away, but to bring them in closer by his mercy.
因为他的目的不是要把人推远，而是借着他的怜悯把人让人来靠近。
And seventh commandment,
我们第三个约命令
，their sins will be remembered no more.
他们的罪不再纪念他们的罪愆。
I will not remember your sins.
我不再会纪念你的罪。
So you should stop remembering your sins.
你要也要忘记你自己的犯的罪。
In the new covenant, it's not a question of remembering things.
在新约当中，它不是一个关于好像记什么东西的问题。
Now there's two things that we need to say.
这里我要讲两件事情。
One, we see the point here.
我们在这里看到这些点。
Intimacy and love between God and His people.Will become permanent in this better covenant.
在这一个新约的里面，在神和他子民之间的亲密的关系要成为永远。
But now wait a minute.
但等一下
，God has given seven commandments.
神给了一个三个约
，and it's all things that He promises to do.
都是来他应许他要做的。
Now what's our part of the command?
我们在我们这个部分，我们自己的部分的
，the covenant must be two people.
这个约应该是两个人在一起的。
Okay, how do we keep our side?
我们怎么样保守我们自己这一部分呢
？Will God keep His side?
神会不会成就他所应许的呢
？Anybody think God won't keep His side?
大家有没有人觉得神不会保守他所应许的
？His name is Amen.
他的名字就是是的，忠信实的。
But will you keep your side?
你会不会保守你那边的呢
？I found the fly in the ointment.
我们好像在膏油里发现了苍蝇。
Just like the Jews, we don't keep our side.
就好像犹太人一样，我们不会保守在我们这一边的。
Wrong.
错了。
Wait a minute. What's happened here?
等一分钟，我们看见发生什么事情。
God keeps His side of the bargain.
神在保守成就他那边的应许。
Jesus keeps our side of the bargain.
耶稣成就了我们这边的应许。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he's a man.
因为他是一个人
，just like you and I.
就像你和我一样。
As a man, he perfectly keeps the covenant.
作为一个人，他完全的保守了他的约。
And as you dwell in Christ,
当你住在基督的里面的时候
，you also keep this new covenant.
你也同时保守了这个新约。
So this is why, for Jesus to be our priest is so important. He's the only way. we can enter this better covenant.
所以那就是为什么耶稣是我们的宗保是非常非常的重要，因为这是我们唯一一个能够进入这个赦美之约的。
Now we will have to look at this some more.
我们要更多看一下。
But let's follow these last verses here.
我们看一下最后的一节。
When he said a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. But whatever is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to disappear.
既说新约，就以前约为旧了。但那渐旧渐衰的就必快归无有了。
Now, what does it say in the Chinese Bible?
在中文讲什么呢？
Does it say the old covenant is ready to disappear?
还有没有说那个旧约已经预备要消失了？
Praise God.
感谢神。
So now, now, when he said that, I think the Jewish Christian swallowed hard.
当作者这样讲的时候，我想那个犹太的信徒在那儿好像吞了一口水。
We're so used to the old covenant.
我们很适应了旧约了。
How do we live this new covenant?
我们如何在新约当生活呢？
That's why the whole rest of Hebrews is going to say one thing.
所以呢，就是剩下所有希伯来书都在讲一件事情。
And what is that?
那是什么呢？
Draw near to Jesus.
就是说靠近耶稣。
It's the only way.
这是唯一的一条路。
Draw nigh unto Jesus.
是你要靠近基督耶稣。
He is the priest that brings us into the holy place.
因为他是那个把我们带进圣所的祭司。
Now I'm a good Jew. I need a priest once a year on the Day of Atonement.
我是一个好的犹太人。我每年到赎罪日的时候需要祭司带我。
Now I'm a Christian.
我现在是基督徒。
I need the priest, I don't know what, once a year.
我也需要祭司，是一年一次吗？
Maybe once a month.
是一个月一次吗？
Once a week.
是一周一次吗？
Every day.
是每一天的。
Every moment.
每一刻的。
Every breath.
每一个气息。
This is how close our new priest is to us.
这就是我们的新的祭司跟我们何等的靠近。
He is the mediator between God and man.
他是神和人之间的宗保。
God keeps his side.
神成就他的一边
，Jesus keeps his side，
耶稣保守他的一边
，and everyone in Christ keeps in Christ the new covenant。
所以每一个在基督里面的人都在基督里保守了他那个新约的一边。
All right, now comes my quiz question。
现在我有一个小考的问题。
Thought you'd get away without a quiz？
你以为你就能够逃过小考吗
？It's only one question，
只有一个问题。
Now, which of the seven new covenant promises of Jeremiah 31 are you？Truly experienced.
耶利米书三十一章这里提到七个新的约里的应许，哪一个是你真实经历的
？Now don't tell me you've forgotten the seven promises.
不要告诉我你忘了这七个应许了。
Because they're written in your mind.
因为它已经写在你的头脑思想当中了，已经写在你心里面了。
But just to help you, I'll give you a hint.
就来帮助你，给大家一个暗示提示。
I wrote this song, and these are the seven promises in the song.
我写了这首诗歌，这首诗歌里就讲到这个七个应许。
I will put my word in your mind.
我要将话语放在你的思想里。
Now, how hard do you have to study the Bible?
你需要多努力的来读圣经呢
？Do you hear it? If you open your Bible, whoop.
如果你把圣经一打开
，He says, I will put it in.
你就说，我就可以看，将你的话语放在你思想，你就这样像冒泡这样进到头头脑的。
So you understand? It doesn't say you must put my word in your mind.
没有在那里说你要把你的我的话语放在你的思想当中。
David had to hide God's word in his heart.
大卫要把神的话语藏在他心里。
God says this is different. I will put my word in your mind.
但神在这里说，我要将话语注入你的思想。
Now, number two commandment, I got a little spiritual, but it's true.
第二点，我将它一些属灵化，但是真实的。
I will write the Lord Jesus into your heart.
他就说我要将主刻于你心。
Remember Paul says in the new covenant.
保罗在新约里。
How do you minister the new covenant?
在新约的职是什么呢
？You write.
是写。
Who's the pen?
谁是那个笔呢
？This is 2 Corinthians chapter 3. You know.
格林多后书第三章。
What do we write with?
我们用什么来写呢
？The Holy Spirit writes Christ into our hearts.
圣灵把基督写在我们心里。
That's new covenant ministry.
这是新约的指示。
So like I said a few weeks ago,
就像我在几周以前讲的
，If you come up here to preach,
如果你站在这里来传道
，Topher, if you come up here and preach,
Topher 弟兄，你来这里传道。
Now, don't club the goats, feed the sheep.
不要来打那个些羊，你要来喂养这些羊。
We like to beat up on people. You should be here. Why aren't you here earlier? Why aren't you dressed better? Why don't you get more money?
我们喜欢管人，说你为什么来？你为什么来来这一早？你为什么要奉献？怎么怎么样？我们喜欢管别人。
But New Covenant Ministry is writing Christ on people's hearts.
但新约的执事是将基督写在人的心里。
That's the Holy Spirit's work.
是圣灵的工作。
Number three.
第三点
，I will be your only God.
我是你唯一的主神。
That's his promise again.
这是再一次他的应许。
Number four.
第四点
，You will be my people.
你将是我，你是我的子民。
That's his promise.
是他的应许。
Now, have you made a promise yet?
你有没有做一个应许呢
？One, two, three, four. So far, it's everything. He's promised everything.
一二三四，这好像都是他在这应许一切事情。
Five, I'll be known by great and small.
第五点，大小都要认识我。
I will show mercy on your failings.
你失败，我会供应怜悯。
I will remember your sins no more.
我不再纪念你的罪。
Oh, wow. Seven promises.
这七个应许。
But in Christ, we amen each of those promises.
但在基督里，每一个这个应许，我们都说是的。
Now, just to make a few points.
再给大家讲几个重点。
You see, we are Christians.
看到我们是基督徒。
But we still hang on to the law and the Old Testament.
但是呢，我们常常又紧靠旧约的律法。
And because of that, even though we're Christians, we misunderstand God.
虽然我们是基督徒，我们常常误解了神。
Just as an example,
给大家一个例子。
When something happens,
发生一些事情的时候
，if you are still in the law,
如果你还在律法里面
，what's your first thought?
你第一个反应是什么思想
？I am being punished for my sins.
我是为我的罪受惩罚。
I tried to sneak and hide, but God has found me out.
但是我想藏起来，但神把我找出来了。
I got a cold because I'm a bad sinner.
我感冒了，是因为我是个大罪人。
And we feel this. Just one thing happens, we immediately, what did I do?
我们常常感觉有些事情发生，我们马上就说我做什么错了。
That's because the law stands over you and says, "What have you done?"
因为律法还在你上面来指责你说你做什么错了。
And then outwardly,
然后在外在的时候
，we always feel that other people are our problem.
我们常常觉得别人都是问题。
I'm having trouble at work.
我在工作上遇到难处了。
Because I'm being persecuted.
我是好像受逼迫了。
No, maybe not.
可能不是。
But you think you are.
但是你觉得你是
，because there's nothing more self-righteous than somebody who goes by the law.
因为没有人会你如果有人按照律法，他就在那里常常自义的。
But when we turn the page,
但是当我们再翻页
，turn the page,
yeah, 翻页。
But really, most of our difficulties are God's working to rid us of the indwelling old.
其实实际上我们大部分的问题。是在于难处是在神要做工，要除去我们里面的老旧。
Just like Paul, he lived in the old covenant instead of the new in Romans 7.
就像保罗在罗马书第七章，他是在那活在旧约里，而不是在新约里。
Oh, the law is good.
哦，律法是好的。
I'm no good.
我不好。
I want to be good.
我想要做好。
I can't be good.
我做不好。
Wretched man that I am.
我是何等可怜罪人。
And God says,
但神说
，Paul,
说保罗
，You're dead.
你已经死了。
All of that Romans 7 is the Lord stripping away all of this old covenant.
罗马书整个第七章都是神在那里把这个旧约来除去。
So as I say in number two,
我在这第二点提一下。
Even like Jewish Christians, Gentiles have laws within us which bind our conscience to religious dead works.
就像这些犹太的基督徒一样，就是我们这些基督徒，我们也会有一些律法捆绑着我们的良知。让我们去做宗教死的工作。
You understand what I mean?
大家明白我所讲的。
I'm going to show you the Ten Commandments of religious flesh.
我给大家讲，好像宗教的肉体里的十诫。
If you're under the law,
如果你要在律法下面
，you're trying to do things.
你想要做事情
，and they get you into trouble.
就把你带到问题当中。
Here's lie number one.
第一个谎言。
Oh, I mean commandment number one.
第一个诫命。
No, it's a lie.
其实是一个谎言。
But many Christians believe.
但是很多基督徒都相信。
Number one,
第一点
，I feel I am completely separated from God and far away.
我觉得我与神完全隔绝，而且离神很远。
Is that in the new covenant?
这是在新约里面吗
？Where did that feeling come from?
那个感觉从哪里来的呢
？Lie number two,
第二个谎言
，God is always looking for an excuse to disown me.
神总是要找借口不要我。
Number three,
第三点
，If I act outwardly righteous, maybe I'll satisfy God.
如果我外面表现的公义的话，我可能讨神的喜悦。
Four,
第四点
，If I hurt myself, sacrifice or abuse myself, it may calm God's anger down against me.
如果我受伤、牺牲或虐待我自己，就能够安抚神的怒气和他的不认同。
Many, many Christians,
很多很多的基督徒。
They don't really think God loves them.
不觉得神爱他们。
Oh, God loves my wife.
神爱我的妻子。
I know He loves my wife.
我知道他很爱我的妻子。
Otherwise, she wouldn't have married me.
否则的话，她不会嫁给我。
No, but I say, oh, God loves my wife because she's lovable. But I don't think God could love me.
我是不不不，他开玩笑说神爱我的妻子，因为她很可爱。但神，我想神不爱我。
Many Christians live like that.
很多基督徒这样生活。
I don't think God likes me.
我觉得神不喜欢我。
Number five,
第五点
I ought to prove myself by doing more good works.
我要证明我是配的，要来做更多的好事。
Maybe if I do more good works, then God will like me.
可能我做更多的好事，神才会喜悦我。
Lie number six,
第六个谎言
I must keep the new covenant by trying harder. Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
我必须要来更努力，来守新约，这样子。
I'm going to read my Bible.
我要努力读圣经。
When I get sleepy,
我要困的时候。
I'm going to sit down on a chair of nails.
我要坐在钉子凳上。
I'm gonna put the toothpicks in my eyes.
我要把牙签放在我的眼眼眶上。
I gotta get this new covenant.
我要来读这个来新约，做这个新约。
Number seven.
第七点。
As a self-loathing wretch, I must prostitute myself for love by always trying to please others. Maybe if I please others, God will accept me.
因为我是这样恨自己的一个罪人。我可能因为爱来作践自己，并一起努力讨好别的人，可能神就爱喜悦我。
Number eight,
第八点
，Others will be impressed by my fasting, by my self-abasement, and by my false humility.
可能人别人会对我这样自我贬低，然后有这样外表的谦卑、虚假的谦卑，可能别人就会对我有好的印象。
Now I know you think I am very humble.
我觉得大家都知道，以为我很谦卑呢。
It's because we Germans have learned to act humble.
因为我们有德国人学会了外表做得很谦卑。
We're really not humble at all.
我们其实一点都不谦卑。
But we think it might even fake God out.
我们觉得有的时候我们甚至把神都能骗到。
Number nine,
第九点。
I must work hard to hide who I really am because I would be totally rejected by everybody if they really knew who I was.
第九点，我必须努力来遮蔽我真实的自我，因为如果别人真的认识我是什么样的人。他们就会完全不接纳我。
That's why so many come late to the breaking of bread meeting.
所以这就是很多人为什么擘饼聚会都来迟到。
They're busy painting the face.
他们在那里好像在那里来化妆。
Putting on this really, really pretty clothes.
穿上很好的衣服。
I know I'm terrible on the inside.
我知道我里面很差。
But I'm gonna look beautiful on the outside.
我外面至少看得好一些。
Number ten.
第十点。
I will try to be humble and righteous by honoring others with my lips.
我必须用言语，然后尊敬别人，捧别人，然后让来保持我的谦卑和我的自己的公义。
These are the 10 lies.
这是这个十个谎言。
Of people under the law.
是在律法下面的。
Notice what it says in the box.
大家看到旁边那个盒子里写的什么
？He quotes Romans chapter 10 verse 4.
在罗马书十章第四节。
Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.
律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。
And what does it mean?
它意味着什么呢
？Not the end of the law.
律法的总结。
But the end of trying to become righteous through the law.
它的意味着就是说，不是说律法结束，而是说，不是通过遵行律法而能变成公义的。
Only Christ can be a Christian.
只有基督才能是成为一个基督徒。
Only Christ can keep the better covenant.
只有基督才能保守更好的新约。
Only when we're in Christ are we righteous.
只有当我们在基督里，我们才是公义的。
So the Hebrews writer says that the old is gone to rebuild a better covenant.
所以希伯来说，作者说，旧的都已经过去了，要重新建一个更好的约。
Now you know, even in the new covenant, God still disciplines us in our life.
你知道，在新约里，神也在我们的生活当中管教我们。
And sometimes it feels like God doesn't like us.
有的时候让我们感觉神不爱我们，不喜悦我们。
We'll find out in Hebrews 12.
让我们在希伯来书十二章那里。
Why does God love discipline us?
神为什么管教我们呢？
Because we're sons.
因为我们是儿子。
He wants us to grow up and become sons.
他让我们能够成长成熟。
And he lovingly disciplines us as sons.
他在爱当中来管教他的儿子。
So I just mentioned these two examples.
我在这里再讲两个例子。
Number one.
第一个。
The cross's power keeps nullifying and mortifying all of the old man, the flesh, the natural carnal man, and as we try unsuccessfully to exert our natural power.
当我们这个天然的肉体的人在那里，好像在那里试着运用我们自己的意志力的时候，十字架就会在那里力量会保持，让这个旧人肉体被废止，置于死地。
Anything that's of the flesh.
任何从肉体里出来的
of the natural man,
从天然人出来的
will hit up against the cross.
都会撞到碰到十字架。
The cross says no further.
十字架就讲说不要了。
You cannot pass this way.
你不能过去。
Only the new man.
只有新人
can follow me.
来跟随我。
If you want to follow me,
如果你想要跟随我
you've got to take up your cross.
你要背起你的十字架。
Deny yourself.
来舍己。
So you see,Many times the cross is working on us.
所以很多的时候十字架在我们身上工作。
But that doesn't mean we're outside the new covenant.
那不意味着我们在新约之外。
It's because of the new covenant.
是因着新约。
That he disciplines us.
他来管教我们。
Number two.
第二点。
As long as we remain alive to the law and the pre-cross side, we are causing our own problems and frustrations, not God. His life's only found on resurrection side.
只要我们处在钉十字架之前的光景对律法还是活的话，我们就会给自己继续带来麻烦和沮丧。这不是神的问题，我们神的生命只能在复活的那一头被找到。
So many Christians struggle with condemnation.
很多基督徒好像都是被受定罪这个
But
受苦。
In Christ there is no condemnation.
但是在基督里就不再被定罪了。
And so much of the trouble has to do with our flesh life that needs to die.
我们很多的问题都是与我们肉体的生命有关，这个肉体生命就要死去。
So we put this little box up here to say that the God of the New Covenant never punishes His own.
我们在这里写到这个盒子里，这写新约的神从不惩罚属他的人。
Now does He discipline His own?
他有没有管教他的人呢？
But He never punishes His own.
但是他从来不惩罚属他的人。
Now there's another reason for our difficulties.
我们还有一个原因是我们有难处。
God allows us sometimes to suffer for the sake of others.
有的时候神让我们受苦是为了成就别人。
And that isn't because you've done anything wrong.
不是因为我们做任何事情错了。
But God wants to lift you as a testimony before people.
神要在你让你在人面前成为一个见证。
Your life is a testimony.
你的生命是一个见证。
Your suffering is an intercession for others.
你的受苦是为别人的代求。
So when trouble comes in your life,
所以当难处来到你的面前的时候
，you shouldn't feel guilty.
你不要感觉负罪感，好像被定罪。
Under the law,
在律法之下
，you should pray.
你需要祷告。
God, what are you up to?
神，你现在在做什么
？And how can I stand with you through this trouble?
我如何在这难处里可以站在你这边
？Okay, I think we're going to stop there, because we've gone on long enough.
我想我们今天就停在这里，我们讲了很久了。
But I have an assignment for you.
我这里有给大家有一个作业。
For the next couple of weeks, I want you to read a book.
在过去下面的几周，我想大家读一本书。
I don't have it up here, but here we go.
我在这边没有这本书，但我想。
Watchman Nee wrote a book.
尼托生弟兄写了一本书。
It's called The Better Covenant.
那个就叫更美之约。
Now that is.In English,
就是在英文的这本书。
In the Chinese, it's what? 更美之约。
我们也有中文的，就《更美之约》这本书。
Now, I think you can read that online.
我觉得你可能在网上都可以找得到。
It could be you could get it freely online, but if you should buy it if you don't have it.
如果你没有的话，你也可以去买一本。
Because our dear brother shares wonderful insights about the better covenant.
因为我们的弟兄他分享了。很好的关于这更美之约的启示。
So it's 8 chapters long.
这有八章。
Do 4 chapters this week.
这一周读四章。
4 chapters next week.
下一周读四章。
And I'll give you a quiz.
我给大家一个小考。
To see if you've read the 8 chapters.
看大家有没有读这八章。
Okay, let's pray.
好，我们一同来祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for your new covenant.
主，我们为你的新约向你感谢。
We have come from striving into rest.
我们从努力的光景进到安息。
Jesus paid it all.
耶稣付上一切代价。
All to him I owe.
所有一切都归他。
It is by your life, Lord, that we live.
主啊，我们是靠着你的生命才能
生活。Oh, help us to find ourselves hidden in the better covenant.
主啊，让我们可以在新约藏身于新约当中。
Thank you for stripping the old law away from us.
谢谢你把旧约从我们身上带走。
With all the striving of our flesh.
我们所有肉体的努力。
Help us to live in the peace of the covenant made between God and Jesus.
让我们能够活在神与基督之间所立的新约的平安当中。
We worship and praise you, O Jesus, our wonderful high priest.
我们敬拜赞美你，耶稣，我们美好的祭司。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Marcia, thank you very much for that solo.
玛莎姊妹，谢谢你的独唱。
Now, with those of you singing in Chinese, did you really try?